you're ready to say yes to your wealthiest and most abundant life, overflowing bank accounts, and a deep sense of inner fulfillment, well, then you are definitely in the right place. Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But really, all you need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money. So let's do this. Hey, lovelies, and welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. It feels like a while since I have jumped on this mic by myself. And I am coming to you from my brand new office. I don't know if you can hear it or my audio designer is going to be able to work some magic on this, but it does feel like there's a little bit of an echo. So if you hear that, it's because I definitely need to add some furniture to this room and some rugs, because I think it's echoing a little bit. But we are moved into our new home, our new place. And oh my gosh, I definitely this week have felt like I needed to catch my breath because there have been so many up levels, so many shifts, and so many changes that have happened in literally just 4 weeks. And that's why I really want to just have kind of well-being checkup with all of you. Just check in today with how you're all feeling, how you're all doing, what's going on in your corner of the world, so that you can actually have a little check-in with yourself as you listen to this podcast. Because I definitely need a little bit of a well-being checkup this week, just to kind of acclimatize to everything that's happening in life. And just, I think, take a little bit of a chill pill and rest due to everything that has been happening over the last few weeks. And I'm also going to chat about up-leveling today, but I'm going to talk about up-leveling in a different way. I'm not really going to talk about how you up-level or what you need to do to be in alignment to up-level or stepping into the up-leveled version of yourself. I'm actually going to talk about what is on the other side of the actual up-level. And it may not be what you may expect it to be. And I'm going to talk very openly and honestly about that, not only when it comes to what I've experienced in my own life, but also because I've had quite a few clients go through an up-level, and then let's call it maybe an anti-climax after the up-level. So I'm going to chat very openly and honestly and very vulnerably. It's going to be kind of a raw podcast episode today for us all to just tune in and check in with ourselves. So here at Girl Unfiltered, we just closed our first big group program launch, which was just absolutely amazing. It's been quite the journey. My business strategist and I planned this over, I'd say we've been planning it for over 3 months, probably 4 months now. So if you think about the energy and the focus that it took, and maybe even some of the adrenaline it took, to build up and build up and build up and piece every single step of this launch together over a 3 to 4 month period. And then about 4 weeks ago, maybe it's still just 3 weeks ago, but I am going to be brutally honest, I have completely lost track of time. Like, I don't even realize that, I don't think it's hit me that it's actually September. It's September in 2020, but hey, that's a different story. We'll get to that. So yeah, about 3 to 4 weeks ago, I then hosted a 5-day, oh my God, epic money magnet boot camp for almost 500 women. So I was holding a lot of space for that, showing up every day for them. My team and I were completely focused on that boot camp. And then after that, we then announced and launched my money oh my gosh, can you tell how tired I am? I'm slipping up on my words. I'm sorry, you guys. I told you it was going to be raw. My Money Mindset Magic group program. So then we had about just over a 2-week launch period, which we were completely focused on. That took our total attention in the business. Obviously, while I was also still supporting my amazing one-to-one clients, but every day I was showing up talking about the group program, sorting out logistics with the team. And, you know, there's a lot of energy that goes into that. And it went so well, and I am beyond grateful. And when we closed cart, I really did have a moment of just being like, Wow. Thank you, universe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel so blessed that the women who signed up. I feel like we've got the perfect group of women, beautiful number of women, and that they're all such unique powerhouses in their own right. It all flowed so beautifully, and it was a beautiful up level for my business, a new chapter in my business, so to speak, because I know that this program is going to take on a life of its own and go on a journey with me. And then, just to fill you in, that while we were going through all of what I just described, my husband and I actually found a new home that we fell in love with. And we had kind of been looking for a new place, definitely, but places were not clicking. And I wanted to make sure that the up level in home was going to feel aligned with us. So actually, I did a little bit of inner work around this, manifestation work around this. And then within a week, my husband actually found this place and he just knew straight away. He was like, we have to go see this place like as soon as tomorrow. Like, you have to go. Like, when are your client calls done with? You have to go as soon as you're finished. And so, of course, I did. And I loved it. And then he came back that evening after work and cut a long story short, but here I am sitting in our new place. So while I was going through the launch in my business, we were also packing up our previous home and getting ready to move in here. And so we've just spent, I think, 3 to 4 days moving in here. Oh my God. It was also 110 degrees Fahrenheit outside, which is about, for people in the UK, like 38, 40, I'd say 40, maybe plus degrees centigrade while we were moving. So then all my energy, as soon as the cart had closed for my launch, all my energy then went into moving homes. And then just because I like to do everything at once, and because I guess there was just so much flow happening and all the up levels and the flow of energy was totally there, that I also just felt like it was right to buy a new car. So I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, I went, test drove one, knew it was the one, loved it, found a great deal, and signed the check and bought a new car. So honestly, you guys, that has happened honestly within like 4 weeks of 3 weeks, really. It's just crazy. It has been crazy. And I know that it might sound like, oh my God, you're like, you must be on cloud nine right now. Everything is so amazing. You've got all of these up levels happening. And I do. And it is amazing. And I have the business and the life that the little girl, just even a few years ago, I would have absolutely dreamt of. Like, I cannot tell you how grateful I am. But I want to share with you some of the emotions that I've been through that you may not expect as I've gone through these up levels in such a short space of time. One key moment that I want to share with you that really stands out to me that I think I'll never forget, actually, is just about 10 days ago when everything was clicking into place. I think I had just gotten the car. We knew we had the new home. The launch was going really well. Like, everything was thriving. And yet something inside of me for about a couple of days was feeling a little bit off. You know that feeling when you're like, what is this? Like, why am I feeling a little weird right now? A little meh. So I did my workout class at home and I was moving my body. And I think because I was starting to shift some of the energy, I actually started to cry. It was like, suddenly it hit me what that feeling was. And I just burst into tears. And it wasn't like a slow stream of tears. It was like, oh, like a guttural hit me sucker punch in the stomach. And I realized that the weird couldn't shake it feeling was actually the inner child within me, like the little girl within me. You have your inner child. You have your inner girl, just like I do. She was saying, and I wasn't giving her space to breathe with what she was saying up until that moment. She was asking, do we really get to have all this? Does it really get to be this way? Do we really get to be this happy and this content in life? Like, she was really genuinely questioning it. This little girl, you know, I'm the grown up, I'm my inner wisdom, and I've worked hard and I've you know, done the inner work and put things in place in life to be able to be here. And I know I'm deserving of it. But, you know, the little girl inside of me who doesn't truly know that yet or didn't know that yet at that time was just questioning it. And I just started to cry and I started to release it. It was like I was releasing this nervousness almost around this up level and all these changes. And from that moment on, I knew all I had to do was reassure her. I just have to reassure her, yes, you know what? We do get to have this. We do get to have it this good. We do get to have it all. And I'm saying that to myself, but I'm also saying that to you. You deserve it. You deserve your goals and dreams. You deserve every single up level. You deserve happiness, love, abundance, wealth, prosperity, and you deserve to have it with ease. And that is my mission in this life, to really shine the light for you to truly know that within yourself. So I just wanted to share that moment with you because I know that so many women do go through that feeling, but they don't quite know what it is. And often when we don't address that feeling or we haven't looked at our feelings of deservingness or our inner self-worth, what we actually then do is we self-sabotage it. And we go, actually, you know what? Maybe moving right now isn't a good time with COVID. And you know what? Nothing's certain in life. So actually, maybe making this investment isn't right. And you know what? My car that I drive right now is fine. Why buy a new one? Or you maybe pick a fight with your partner because you're like, everything else is so good in life right now. Let me find something else to self-sabotage. I know that there's somebody listening who's nodding along going, yes, I have totally done that. And so it's so important to take a breath, take a moment and listen and go within and do that inner work. This is why mindset work is so important, whether you're a business owner or not, because it really is going to support you through all of these phases and all of these stages and all of these up levels that you go through. Or else we do self-sabotage or we just stay where we are because it feels more comfortable. So once I understood that and I had released that, I just continued to move forward because there was still a lot of shit that I had to get done. I mean, we had to pack, we had to move. I had to get the moving pieces in place for the first live session of the group program and, you know, just life, all kinds of things. It was definitely a busy couple of weeks after that. And so we went through the move. And so I'm recording this on, gosh, it's Wednesday. But come Monday, when we'd already moved in, we were mostly unpacked and I had the day in the new home by myself starting to work here. I started to feel really, really tired and a little, I don't want to say low because that makes it sound like I was down. It wasn't like I was down. I just felt kind of neutral. Have you ever felt that where you kind of think, am I down? Am I low? Am I meh? You just feel neutral. And I really want to address how normal that feeling is. Because I've actually had clients reach out to me over the last few weeks who have been going through up levels and launches of their own. And they're like, I feel okay. I feel good. But they expected that they would feel just on top of the world and so energized and buzzing after their up level. Whereas the reality was that they kind of felt an anti-climax. And there is kind of somewhat of an anticlimax after an up level. And I just want to talk about why that's there and what that actually is so that you don't have to spiral or feel like you didn't do well enough, you aren't enough, or that there's something wrong. There isn't something wrong. Because if you think about it, let's take my case where I've been working solidly on this up level for 3 to 4 months. Plus then the adrenaline and the energy of, you know, moving pieces when it comes to moving homes and just, it was a lot of energy to sustain. So now that I've gotten the up level, now that I'm here, now that I'm at this stage, now that somewhat like the job is complete, of course my body is going to flatline somewhat because it cannot sustain that level of energy and that level of focus and adrenaline consistently. Like it would not be healthy. I can't go from one up level straight onto the next up level. I can't go from pouring my heart and soul into a project to then just straight out pouring my heart and soul into another project. It's not sustainable and it's not healthy. And that would then become an addiction. So instead of thinking that there's something wrong or that it's an anticlimax, I actually want you to thank your body for it. Your body needs to rest. And not only does it need to rest, it actually needs to acclimatize to this new normal. It needs to acclimatize to the feeling of this new up level. So now that you've listened to this podcast episode, when you are working towards your next up level, here are some of the ways that I would love you to actually prepare for this natural come down in energy. Your body needs to rest and relax after such a big up level. So I highly suggest mapping that out in whatever business strategy or launch strategy, whatever your up level is going to be. I think it's very important to actually map out time out after the launch. Otherwise, you're going to feel a little bit lost. So if you can, and you should be able to, you should clear your calendar for at least a couple of days and try to give yourself permission to simply be. Not to have to do, not to have to be on it, just to be. And in that time, take some moments to just sit in gratitude, just simple stillness, simple gratitude. Maybe journal on it or just look around you or just think about what you've achieved and just find pure gratitude for it within your heart. Like place your hand in your heart and just say, thank you. Thank you. I'm safe here. Thank you. Thank you. I also really recommend in that time period after the up level, try to step completely away from whatever it is that you've been working on. Like try to step away from the goal or the business and do something radically different. I like to get out in nature. So maybe take a drive or a day trip somewhere or do something fun. I honestly don't know what that can be during this era of COVID. Just do something different, shake it up, go somewhere new or take, you know, a drive up into the mountains or go to the beach or whatever it might be and just take a break, like take a break from having to think about it so much. I also tell every single one of my clients, what are you going to do to celebrate once you've achieved this up level? Like you have to be prepared to celebrate it. So I actually choose what that's going to be before I go into the launch phase or start working on the project or while I'm working on the project. So maybe it's having your favorite bottle of champagne waiting in the fridge. Maybe it's booking a table in the regular non-COVID era, booking a table at your favorite restaurant or a spa day, just some kind of treat for yourself that is going to acknowledge the work that you've put in. And here is the key thing. You have got to stick to celebrating that. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to remind a client, okay, go do that celebration now. You can't fall through on the thing that you decided to do to celebrate yourself. It's so important that you signal to the universe that you are worth celebrating, that this is worth celebrating. Now, this part is really important, and I don't think many people talk about it, but with you having just gone through an up level or a shift or a change in your life, it is normal to actually feel a little bit of sadness. Emotions might pop up. You might feel really vulnerable or teary, like you want to cry. And it might just be that you need to honor, love, respect, and mourn the past version of you that you are releasing. You're releasing an old version of you who won't really be in existence anymore because you're now stepping into this newer, up-leveled version of you. So you're having to release old programming and old ways of being. And maybe you just need to take a moment to honor her and thank her for allowing you to get to where you are and to release her. So that is where some journaling, meditation, tapping, using the EFT technique really, really becomes important. And you know what? If you want to cry, cry. I'm a huge advocate for whatever emotions you're feeling, let them out, release them. Because the more we hold on to them, the more that they actually become squashed within us and then they just magnify. But there is nothing wrong with you, okay? Because I know a lot of people might be thinking, I just up-leveled, I just had this achievement, and why do I feel sad? Why do I feel weird? Just honor it all. It's a natural phase. It's a natural flow. It's a natural cycle when it comes to this. So, you know, even though I've gone through one of the most magical months of my life and everything is just evolving and up-leveling, while I sit here right now recording this podcast, like, I am exhausted. And yet, you know, the launch and all of that wasn't even stressful. I had great team members in place and things in place, but I'm tired. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired. And so I'm slowing down a little bit in my business this week instead of trying to kick things back up into gear. I need to have this come down or else it will just lead to burnout. And that's not what we want for anyone. The whole purpose of us being ambitious women or having our own businesses and creating the life that we want and desire is not to just end up burning ourselves out. No, it's to actually create the space that we want in our lives, to create the freedom. And that can mean time freedom, emotional freedom, money freedom, whatever that is for you. And so I've just been honoring and expressing even to my husband, you know, babe, like nothing's wrong. I'm great. I love you. I love myself. I love our new home, but I'm just a little tired and I'm a little bit sensitive right now. And so after I finish recording this podcast, I'm actually going to drive down to the beach. I'm going to try to take the rest of the afternoon off. And I'm not somebody that always does that. Like I love my work and I love like working on little projects or, you know, doing client fulfillment and all of that different stuff, or just designing new things to go on my podcast or my Instagram. But I can't, like, I don't have that creative juice running through me right now. So I need to get out of the house and I need to clear the air and move my body. And I just think also when it comes to having a general well-being check-in is, are you doing that for yourself? Because I think COVID, and I don't know what it's like with, you know, where you are, but in LA, it still does feel like we're kind of a little bit trapped. We're actually on top of the COVID and everything that that brings with it. We now have a lot of intense fires here. So there's a lot of smoke in the air and the energy is heavier. And so not only are we having to wear masks for the COVID, it also feels like we need to double up on those masks because of the smoke. So it's just like a really strange time. And as somebody who likes change and likes momentum and likes to be out and about and out in nature, that's like having definitely effect on my well-being. So that's why I'm going to just get in the car today and go have a change of scenery and hope that the air is clearer down by the water, down by the beach. And I just need to meditate and I need to just reflect back on not only the last month, but gosh, the last 9 months. I mean, you guys, we've had the most unexpected year. None of us could have expected anywhere in the world that this is what we were going to experience in 2020. And I just want to say, it's okay if you're having some downs. It's okay to feel like you're doing extremely, extremely well, even with the COVID. And it's also okay to have moments where you feel like kind of shitty and you just want to cry and you just want to hibernate under your bed. I would rather that you honor whatever emotion it is that you are actually having come up. And I just think, you know, we need to prioritize our mental health and our well-being more so than ever. So please make sure that you are dedicating some time in your day, every single day, for self-care. And self-care doesn't always mean like, I don't know, pouring a glass of wine and watching an episode of Gilmore Girls. It might mean crying. It might mean journaling. It might mean doing EFT tapping. It might mean just running yourself a bath. It might mean switching off your phone. In fact, I think that's going to have to be mine for this weekend. Please give yourself the time to just breathe and honor the shifts that are not only taking place within yourself, but also taking place in the world. And if you need to be selfish and cut off from certain energies that maybe could negatively influence how you're feeling, like for me, I just can't watch too much of the news. I'll check in with what's happening and definitely listen to the headlines, but it really does affect me mentally. And so I have to protect myself that way. Like, I know I'm too vulnerable for any negative energy right now. So just be careful of that. Just watch that. Just notice and observe how you're feeling, what energy you're surrounding yourself with, and what you need to prioritize yourself. That's my main message for you today. And I'm sending you lots and lots of love, and I'm here for you. You know, head over to my Instagram @girl_unfiltered. I'm on there every day, sending you love and abundance and showing up with different tools and messages that I want to share. And you know, if you need some love or you need some support, DM me. I'm here for you guys, and I can send you maybe some tools that I use or that I've created that might help you along your journey. So wherever you are on that journey, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'm sending you so much love and light.